The next patient is Judy Middleditch. The last name is Middleditch. Judy is J-U-D-I-T-H, Judith. Number one, is the clinical case of an 83-year-old white female that is following this practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease. The patient used to be a CKD3B. However, she has quit smoking. She has the blood pressure under control. The hyperlipidemia is also under control. The cardiovascular situation has been taken care of. The patient has a pacemaker and lately underwent the Watchman procedure done by Dr. Friedman, FRID, MAN, in Sarasota. The patient is feeling good. We have to keep in mind that this patient has atrophic left kidney and right kidney that is functioning well. In the laboratory workup, the patient has a creatinine of 1, a BUN, of 16, an estimated EFR of 52, which makes her a 3A. With minimal, if any, proteinuria. She has 268 milligrams, which is A2. The patient has been recovered in kidney function. Number two, the patient used to have anemia that has been corrected. Number three, arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure today is 119 over 74. With a body weight of 125 pounds, with a BMI of 22.6. Following number chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to smoking for more than 30 years. She quit a year ago, but she has a COPD and she has abdominal aortic aneurysm that is followed by Dr. Torres, the cardiologist. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. The patient is in very stable condition, and at this point we are going to give an appointment in a year to follow us up. I ask the patient that if she going back to smoking, the appointment should be in 6 months. She's supposed to call us in that instance. A paragraph, I invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.